But as long as I've been in the church, my convictions have been changing. Now let me ask you a question. How many of you grew up with a religious background that believed in purgatory? Okay, this is kind of a funny experience, and some of you can relate to this. I'm at Harding University. I'm coming to Christ. I'm sitting in a Bible study with a wonderful Bible study leader, but I was a student. Okay, I was a student. So this one night, this guy asked this question. You know, this. Now, those of you that came to Christ in college, you will really appreciate this question. The question was, if you died tonight. Isn't that a great collegiate Bible study question, amen? If you died tonight. And they wrote on your tombstone, lost or saved. What would it say? Now, isn't that a great evangelistic Bible study question for college students? So everybody's sitting around, oh, Lord, I don't know. Others are like, I know, I'm saved. Well, it got around to me, and I said, what would it matter? And they stared at me. And I said, well, you just go to purgatory. Which didn't lessen their stares. But I had several, like with that old RCA dog kind of, you know, kind of look in the Bible study. I could tell that we had just created some level of distance between me and their understanding of the rest of the group. So the Bible study leader, who was a great guy, he said, you know, Don, he said, I don't really know a lot about purgatory. Haven't read a lot of those passages. Could you go look and kind of scope out some of those passages next Tuesday night, bring them back? Well, yeah. Now, those of you that grew up like that, you know, we're headed for trouble. This is a Tuesday night. By Thursday night, man, I'm uptight. I'm upset. I'm full of anxiety. I call my dad, where's purgatory? I don't mean out there. I mean in here. He said, well, we were going to get to that. Well, you're 2 days late. I want to know where purgatory is. Well, it's not in there. So now I don't want to go back to the Bible study the next week because what am I imagining? But I end up going back to the Bible study the next week. Nothing was said. Very beautiful Bible study. Afterward, the guy came up and said, hey, he said, did you get a chance to look for those passages? And I said, yeah, and I didn't find them. Well, folks, you know what? I don't believe in it anymore. So was I lost before I figured that out? Did I have to get that one right for my baptism to stick?